Thanks for joining us on Morning Edition. I'm Angela King. The stage is set for the Seattle City Council races later this year. 45 candidates are running across the city's 7 districts, including 3 incumbents. KUOW's politics editor Kat Smith has been diligently keeping track of the candidates and interviewing as many as she can since last week's filing deadline, and she's here now to fill us in on the details. Kat, thanks for all your hard work, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So we've got 45 people racing for the August primary elections, with the top 2 vote getters in each district, then advancing to the November general election. Tell us a bit about these candidates and some of the big issues that are top of mind.
Yeah, so I was able to talk to 37 out of the 45 candidates who are running across all 7 districts. Almost 3/4 of them are first-time candidates. They're majority white, majority male. Less than 1/3 of them are women. 4 identify as trans or non-binary. And interestingly, 5 of them were either homeless or experienced housing insecurity at some point during their lives. And a handful either work in the legal system or advocacy or with mutual aid groups. And they come into contact regularly with people who experience homelessness or severe housing insecurity. And I think that sort of plays into some of the top issues for the candidates. I asked everybody what their 3 top issues are. And 2 of the top issues related to homelessness and housing. And public safety was another one of the top issues that was on most of the candidates' minds.
Okay. So speaking of public safety, which has been a hot button issue here in the Seattle area for years, it really took center stage after the pandemic hit. And of course, after the murder of George Floyd, we were marking the 3-year anniversary of his death yesterday. That obviously led to the defund the police movement, which we heard a lot about here, but not so much chatter about that this time around, huh?
Yeah, interestingly, no one mentioned defund the police as a platform that they're running on. A lot of people touched on the divisiveness of the political rhetoric in this town, but I got a sense that people were trying to play it safe, honestly. I got a lot of answers that seemed pretty standard, you know, left of center, with very few outliers. Even Ty Reed, who's running in District 5, that's North Seattle, even Ty Reed didn't discuss police very much. Ty Reed is the former campaign manager for Nicole Thomas Kennedy. She's a police abolitionist who ran for Seattle city attorney a couple years ago and lost to Republican Ann Davison. So even after working for an abolitionist campaign, Ty Reed is now running on stopping homeless encampment sweeps and preventing, you know, deep budget cuts to the city budget. And then a handful of other candidates are trying to do this delicate balancing act when it comes to the police. They're saying, on the one hand, the police force in the city is understaffed, and if anything, they want to direct more funding to the department. But they're also saying things like, you know, they want to direct more resources either to non-police intervention services or to implement reforms within the police department or repair community trust between police and the people they're supposed to serve and protect. And I think 3 years after the death of George Floyd, that was something that resonated with me. I thought that was really interesting, this complicated balancing act that a lot of candidates are trying to do.
Yeah, that is a complicated discussion. All right, let's move on and talk about some of the specific races, starting with District 2, which includes the Chinatown International District. That area has been caught up in the public safety debate recently and in the city's search for a new transit hub. Incumbent Tammy Morales is running to keep her seat there. So who is she running against?
Yeah, so Tammy Morales is facing 2 challengers, Tanya Wu and Margaret Elizabeth. Tanya Wu is a community activist. She has Chinese heritage and she owns a bakery in town that she claims is the city's first Chinese bakery. And Tanya Wu is actually winning in fundraising right now in this district. She's raised about $25,000 more than Tammy Morales has. And normally I'd expect to see an incumbent winning the fundraising effort. And I think part of this might speak to Tanya Wu's profile in the community. She successfully led protests last year that stopped a proposed expansion of a homeless shelter in the CID and other neighborhoods. And, you know, when she talked to my colleague, David Hyde, Tanya Wu said that community members in her district don't feel like their voices are being heard. And that's a direct dig at the incumbent. Margaret Elizabeth is the other person who's running in this district. Margaret Elizabeth is a relatively new entrant into the field. She's a veteran. She identifies as non-binary trans, and she has experienced homelessness. And she's also the co-chair for the National Green Party. And so this race, District 2, I think this is going to be a race to watch, in part because there are so few candidates, it's really easy to follow. Mm. I can't say the same for some of these other districts where there are just so many candidates that the race feels pretty chaotic in some of these other districts.
Well, that segues perfectly into my next question about District 3. That's been represented by Councilmember Shama Sawant. The well-known firebrand is not seeking re-election. Instead, eight candidates are vying to replace her. So what can you tell us about that group and if there's a clear front runner yet? I know it's early, but what's the chatter?
Yeah, there is a front runner who is emerging in District 3. This is the district that includes, you know, Capitol Hill and the Central District. And right now, the leader seems to be Joy Hollingsworth. She's raised almost $90,000 at the time of this recording. Joy is Black. She is queer. She runs one of the only Black-owned cannabis businesses in the state. She's also the granddaughter of local civil rights leader Dorothy Hollingsworth. So she has that name recognition that can be so helpful in politics.
All right. And finally, let's take a look at District 7. Incumbent Andrew Lewis is leading the pack, but he has some interesting competition.
Yeah. So District 7 is downtown Seattle. That's Belltown, Pike Place Market, South Lake Union. There are five people running against the incumbent, Andrew Lewis. Fun fact, he is one of the few people that I did not get to talk to. Andrew Lewis, that's my council member. You know, he's raised way more than everyone else, but he has an opponent that I'm watching pretty closely. Her name is Olga Sagan, and she's the owner of Piroshki, a popular Russian bakery. She has a couple locations downtown. She's in Pike Place Market. She also has a location on 3rd and Pine, one of the city's most historically troubled intersections. And, you know, last year, she rose to prominence in the city after she temporarily closed that 3rd and Pine location of her bakery. There was a shooting that occurred right outside the business, and she said she was afraid for her employees' safety. And she wanted to raise the alarm about the crime and the drug problem downtown. So, you know, now she's super recognizable because of all the free press that she got last year. She went on every TV and radio program that would have her on, including KUOW, to talk about crime downtown. And these are real issues that downtown faces. I live downtown, but that's kind of the only thing she's running on. She doesn't really have any policy positions. She's running on the fact that she had to close her shop because things are rough downtown. And they are rough downtown. There are real challenges there. But, you know, is this going to be enough for her to win an election campaign against an incumbent? I don't know.
All right. KUOW Politics Editor Kat Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks.